Hello there. It's Donna Waring here, Rapunzel 71. And this is the first time I've done a boo for, a little while, I think, where I've just talked. But here we are. So we're now on Sunday, the 29th of March, I believe it is. And I just wanted to come on and say I've been listening to Sam's boo about the complaint that was made against her, and I've listened to all that she and Kate have had to say, and I just like to come out publicly and support what she's said on there. I myself have had an issue where I was also complained about, and for all I know, it could have been the same person that's done it. To me, that has done it to her. Now, my issue did happen some time ago, over 2 years ago now, when I had my previous guide dog, Jack. And the person came to, the guide dog instructor came to do an aftercare with me. And it wasn't nice the way she did it, actually, because we did the aftercare and everything. And then she just threw it into the conversation completely unexpectedly, and she said we've received a complaint that you've been on Facebook saying that you have been working your puppy in a harness, and also that you are taking your puppy out for walks with your current working guide dog. And so although I was shocked, the first thing I did was to start laughing. And I said, "Sue, have you actually seen my puppy?" And she said, "Well, I think so. I'm not sure." I said, "Well, come here, have a look." So I got Alice out of her crate where she was happily chewing a chew. And I said, "Now, look at the size of this dog. How could a harness the size of Jack's harness properly fit on her? How could it?" I said, "Absolutely not." And then I said, look at this. And I showed her some puppy jackets that I'd had made, and also a puppy jacket that I'd been given by Seeing Dogs, because Alice at the time was going to be given to Seeing Dogs if she made the grade. I said, "This is what she wears. It's a completely different thing to a harness." So She had no grounds to go on then. So she said, "Well, what about this idea that, you know, you're taking your puppy out with your working guide dog?" And I said, "Sue, I do that." I said, "And the reason I do it is twofold, actually." I said, "One, Jack has never been the best worker. When he wants to work, he can do really, really well. When he doesn't want to work, it's really hard to get him going. He stops in the middle of roads and he does all sorts of things that he shouldn't do." I said, "But if I bring the puppy out, he's exemplary, like he's almost showing her what needs to be done." So I said, "It helps him when she comes out with us. And I don't do it all the time. It's usually just maybe once a day or once every 2 or 3 days. And it helps her because she gets to learn some of the commands and some of the words that we use." And I said, "Also, I said, in America, I have a friend who is a blind puppy raiser, and she regularly takes her working dog out with her puppy, and it is allowed over there because they know that the dogs do learn from it." I said, "Also, if you look at sledding or any of the dog sports, they usually use an older dog to teach a younger one. So personally, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. Provided the situation is controlled and I know what I'm doing, I don't see it as doing anything wrong." She said, "Well, I'm sorry, you know, we can't really allow that. In future, you're going to have to take off Jack's handle and just take him out on the harness without the handle. And you know, and then you can take the puppy out at the same time if you want to, but not with the handle on." She said, "Otherwise, we might have to consider taking Jack away from you." So at this point, I went, "Right, okay." And I went to the places where my harnesses were hung up, and I gave her the harnesses that I had for Jack. I said, "There you are." And then I went and got his lead and put it on Jack. I said, take him if you want him." I said, "At the end of the day, I said, he's your dog, so you take him if that's what you want." I said, "But be prepared for the fact that if you do, I will tell the media about it." And at that point, the instructor concerned backed off considerably and said, "Oh, you know, we don't need to do anything like that. Oh, goodness gracious, no, we don't need to go that far." And I knew then that I had the upper hand because she didn't want me doing that. Now, when I did decide to give Jack back, that was my own decision, because I always knew deep down that Jack would never go full term as a working guide dog. And Alice was at a stage then where I felt that she could start to take over a bit more from him. And so, unwillingly, I gave him back. I didn't want to do it, but I knew that he was their dog, not mine. And that would be how it had to be. And then I had other issues, as you know, where, as some of you may know, whereby they reassessed him, decided he wasn't suitable for anybody else, and rehomed him without consulting me. Now, I mention all this because somebody coming into your house and shouting at you and threatening you, which is what happened to me, is not a very nice thing to have to happen. And if that person who made the complaint about me had only spoken to me and addressed their concerns to my face and said, "Look, I'm concerned that you're doing this," or whatever, Donna, even if they'd said that and then reported me, at least I would be aware that that was going to happen. But they didn't. They just spinelessly reported me and never said that they were going to do it. Now, I've had two guide dogs that have worked full term. I've had Jack, who worked for 4 years, and now I've got my self-trained dogs. Now, in that time, I've reported two people to Guide Dogs for the Blind, and I'm glad to say that on both occasions when I did that, I did warn the people first. I said, "If I see that again, I will report you." And the second time I saw it, I reported the issues. You know, now I'm not saying, "Oh, aren't I good doing it that way," or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, it's not about being, it's about being decent and about having the courage to tell people what you think. And this is the problem that Sam's come up against. And, you know, I think whoever has done this should learn from the experience and at least have the guts to speak to her first if they, you know, or to speak to anybody first that they're going to complain about. So that's all I'd like to say. Pause recording.